Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
Excuse me?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
94538.
94538, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have the first and last name?
Angie Robinson.
Thank you. Okay. I'm looking. Can I have the shipping address, please?
I've never got anything shipping here.
Okay, ma'am, I need to first pull up an account so I can see exactly who you have services with, ma'am.
This is a scam. So I need this off my account is what I'm calling for.
Okay, ma'am, and I will be more than happy to see who you have services and who's billing you, but I do need to first pull up and verify an account, ma'am. Can I have the shipping address, please?
Okay, I gave you my name, yeah.
Can I have the shipping address, please?
39348 Wilford Street, Fremont, California, 94538. And they never asked me for that when they got it.
Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've pulled up an account with that information today, ma'am.
Yeah, see,
allow
it was
me
a
moment
scam.
To go.
What
allow me a moment to go ahead and review this account real quick to see what you have with us, ma'am. God.
I don't have anything with you guys. It was a scam.
Okay, so I'm showing this is in regards to the Feast Treat Planner. This was created when you entered into a contest for a mixer. It stated you'll also be signing up for the Feast Treat Planner and be billed the monthly service fee for the $59.97 each month.
It did not say that. I'm sorry. It was for a drawing, but that was it. And somehow this went in there, and now they're charging me $59.97 twice a month.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. It was stated in terms and conditions that you'd also be signing up for the Feast Treat Planner, which is a meal planning app that helps focuses to use everyday foods to boost your energy, cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars. It also includes meal plans, recipe guides.
Right, I understand all that. I need that all taken off. This is not what I signed up for.
Okay, ma'am, what I can go ahead and do, I do see you are eligible for a $20 monthly service fee. I can place that on the account for you today.
What do you mean a $20 service fee? There's
yes,
no
ma'am.
Fee. This was a scam. This
okay,
all needs
ma'am.
To be taken off.
It was disclosed in the terms and conditions, ma'am, when you had entered that contest that you were signing up for the meal planning app, but I'll be happy to go and get this canceled out for you, ma'am.
Yes.
Please
otherwise,
stand
I got to
line.
Close my card.
I'm working on canceling your account out, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. Then I need a confirmation number for that when you're done.
I am working on closing it out. I'll have one for you when I'm finished, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Your account has been canceled out. You ready for your confirmation cancellation number?
Yes, please.
See you like in Charlie.
C? I'm sorry, what was that? C for Charlie, okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Then it's going to be 92089482.
Okay, C920894822.
See, like in Charlie, 92089482.
Okay, and that will be canceled immediately?
That is the cancellation number, ma'am.
Okay, so how long will it take for that to go through?
So this just cancels out all future charges for you, ma'am. There's not going to be more charges going forward, ma'am.
Okay. So if it goes forward next month, I have to cancel my card. Okay, thank you so much. What was your name?
There's not going to be any more charges going forward, ma'am.
Okay, what was your name?
My name is Joseph, ma'am.
Joseph?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.